Are you a nerd that finds yourself wondering and questioning movies and their intentions deeper than maybe what the actual writers of the films themselves have done? Have you thought to yourself, was Supreme Leader Snoke actually Jar Jar Binks? Did Sandy in Greece die at the beginning? Is E.T. secretly a Jedi? Is John Wick just a Matrix training program? These fan theories, and a treasure trove of others, lie unanswered. Well, two nerds will now venture forth to begin figuring out, are these bullshit, or are these theories valid? This is The Nerd Files.
I love it.
What Cac's going to do here is throw it out at us, and me and TJ will discuss it nerd-wise and hopefully add some science in.
So The Nerd Files. The Nerd Files is our attempt to take aim at some of these really creative or just really out there fan theories that exist for a bunch of movies. So, you know, there's some easy ones like the Inception one. That's something that's been raging on, and that was intentionally designed to have you questioning it. Like, is he in the Inception? Is he dreaming? Is he not? So we'll cover that eventually at some point, I imagine. But there's also some really weird ones, and this is one I hadn't ever put any stock into or really had heard about until I just started looking up weird fan theories. So this is Jack from Titanic, a film in 1997, is a time traveler. Now here is what people offer up as proof. And it's not just one person, it's multitude of people. So according to this theory, Jack Dawson, which is the character that Leonardo DiCaprio plays in the movie, is a time traveler. Why do they say that? Well, when we first see Jack, he is gambling because he has no money to get his fare onto the boat. And he's able to do that. It's a pretty weak starting point, right? But he had no currency of the time. So there's that. He had no currency of the time. He seemed to have, you know, a mission in place. He seemed to be pretty well versed in everything. Why does this man have literally no dime cent anything to his name? Jack claims to have gone fishing in Lake Wissota, which is perfectly fine. That is an awesome thing to do. Lake Wissota in Wisconsin wasn't built until 1917. This film and the Titanic sunk in 1912. All right, Jack mentions riding the roller coaster at the Santa Monica Pier. Also, that's really awesome that he did that. There were no roller coasters at the Santa Monica Pier until 1916. Again, this film, 1912. Jack's super dreamy haircut was completely out of place in the 1900s. So apparently, during this time frame, a more accurate depiction of what a man's hairstyle should look like is honestly closer to what I have right now, which is a part from one side, comb kind of floppy over, and you keep the sides nice and tight. Yeah, you keep the sides nice and tight. Jack's backpack, which was that weird, what do they call it? Crap. It's like a rucksack type thing. It's honestly a backpack I see a lot nowadays, or I saw a lot more in like grad school. Was completely out of place. That type of back wasn't made or wasn't used, which was standard. So the rucksack didn't really become stylized for a while, but it made its big move when it was used in the Swedish Army circa 1939. Again, this is 1912.
Well before.
Jack should have picked up some different cigarettes, too. He was smoking throughout the entire movie, even gave Rose one a cigarette with filters. Those didn't come out until the mid-1940s. And then, why? So now the question becomes, why? Why did Jack, if Jack is a time traveler, why did he go back? And this is where they posit simply this. When he interferes with all of this in a big way is when he stops someone from jumping off the side of the boat. Jack went back in time to save Rose from jumping off the ship. But why? Because if Rose had jumped off, the boat would have stopped because they would have, you know, someone would have noticed it. And then the weather would have warmed up a few, like it would have allowed time for the weather to warm up. potentially avoiding the iceberg altogether. So Jack, either however you want to look at this theory, went back in time to allow the Titanic to sink but to save Rose, or just primary motivation was to save Rose. Now, some people have added on to this theory that he went back in time to save Rose because Rose is a great grandmother or grandmother to another James Cameron film, Sarah Connor's grandmother. So Jack went back in time to allow Sarah Connor to be brought into the timeline to eventually go on and stop Skynet. That's actually a legitimate endpoint to some of these theories.
All right, TJ, I'm gonna go ahead and start, if that's all right with you.
You go ahead.
Okay, so first of all, I think a lot of this is bad placement by Mr. Cameron, who's done bad placement in Aliens and not a bad director. Great, exciting film. Now, here's what I say. All of this is circumstantial, but let's pretend he is. I don't say time travel. I don't say a time traveler. I think Jack Dawson, based on what you just said, is a reincarnation of the Doctor. And here's why I say that.
Oh.
The episode Pompeii. They go to Pompeii. Turns out Pompeii is being... The whole reason the volcano exploded was there's a bunch of aliens, right? They were angry, living under there, and they made the volcano explode. And then, of course, you know, who was it? Donna. Donna was like, no, but you just may save one. Just save one. And so he saves Peter Capaldi, then creates some sort of paradox that they eventually work their way out of when Capaldi becomes the Doctor. That's kind of, if we're going to play this game, I think that's the best scenario. So Rose is going to jump. You can even look at it as a quantum leap kind of thing. Which I like the Doctor better. But Rose is going to jump, which would cause all havoc. Like you said, they throw all the... everything stops. They slow down. Titanic doesn't hit the iceberg. Everybody lives. All your rich, aristocratic people, Mr. Guggenheim, and I'm forgetting their names now, even though I know them like the back of my head, because Titanic nerdism is... I'm a Titanic nut. Okay, can't think of their names right now. gets into the whole other conspiracies about J.P. Morgan and John Rockefeller and how they J.P. Morgan was supposed to be on the boat, but he didn't get on the boat because he knew it was going to sink because the iceberg was a submarine plant by a jerk. These are extensive, guys, and I'm not saying I believe them or don't believe them. I'm just saying there's a lot of stuff out there. So, Time Lord is not really too far off. So let's say Rose DeWitt Bacater decides she wants to jump over the side of the... It's going to cause everything. Titanic has to sink because it is a fixed moment in time. That's what the Doctor would say. Pompeii, fixed moment in time. Certain other things. Van Gogh, killing himself. Fixed moment in time. Can't change. So let's say Titanic is a fixed moment in time. I could totally see Jack Dawson's character being some incarnation of the Doctor / a Time Lord that comes back to save her, but the only part about that at the end is that he dies. So it can't be the Doctor necessarily, because you would have seen a brilliant light flash underwater as he rejuvenated into something else. Lots of lightning underwater. But it brings up another thing. Time Lords, could there have been, for example, the Master? Could there have been another Time Lord?
Hold on. So if Jack was a Time Lord and died by drowning in the water,
yeah,
would his reincarnated version, like the next face that he took, be the guy who's like talking to the old Rose and taking her back to the sunken ship?
Ooh. Yeah, because one thing about the Doctor, when he rejuvenates, a lot of times usually it's in a TARDIS environment, not always. So I guess, yeah, it could have happened. He could have been 20 feet underwater and been like, and float to the surface again, swim to find a lifeboat, totally new face, doesn't look like Jack Dawson at all, not registered as a passenger, because they said that at the end. He was never registered, you know, so he was never recovered. They never found him. Yeah, because his name was Aldo Montoya or whatever. just one that I randomly threw out. But and what the thing is, though, I don't think the time lore or time traveler thing holds up to save Rose, because all she really does after that is go on to live her life. She gets to ride a horse side saddle. She spits like a man, and you know, she has grandbabies, and she lives a very happy life. But she doesn't do anything substantial. She doesn't go on to become president. She doesn't, you know, she didn't save the America from the war. And
but I mean, that's the beautiful thing about a butterfly theory, is it doesn't have to be Rose that does anything. It has to be
right.
It could be Rose's great great grandchild comes and does it.
Yeah.
Revelation 6:6 says, you know, it's kind of weak theory. It's kind of everywhere. But I like the Terminator tie-in. Hey, that's why we like you, Revelation.
If you're gonna do like a time traveler thing, at least make it to where Jack has to go back and save her because he's her great 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 whatever grandson.
That's good.
And like
Jack was John.
Dun, 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 dun. And he has to go back and save her in order for his to still exist, kind of thing. But it's like a loop because he has to go back, but he can't go back forward. He ends up dying to save her so that he can be born and then go back and save her. You know, like I would see that more in reality, though.
It's like a Stargate Continuum kind of thing.
Well, no, in reality, like all the stuff that they're pointing out with the dates and everything, this is just weak writing on a script writer's point and weak prop, you know, placement and stuff like that from a movie company. That's it.
Yes, so you have to think they had someone that they specifically hired, or a team of people like, hey, fact check all of this because it's literally a historical event. And someone didn't do a very good job doing that.
Which happens from time to time, especially in a movie like that. You don't care about what he did at Chicago's World Fair in 1903 or whatever. The dialogue is what kind of gets it going. There's not a lot of people that are nerds like us that sit around and go, wait, that didn't happen until 1916, and it's only 1912, so therefore, they're not.
He's a time traveler.
He's a time traveler, by golly gee. They're not thinking about that. They're thinking of the story that he's telling, and it's kind of like, oh, yeah, you know, because everything he says to her, one of the things I like about that movie so much is the acting between the two of them. Like, she is so turned off by him, but yet wants him and wants to know more. And everything he says, she kind of is skeptical, but holds on every word. So I think a lot of it is good dialogue.
So basically, this could fit in with the Terminator in a science fiction kind of standpoint, because let's face it, a social elitist like her would never fall for a homeless guy like him.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's a good point.
So science fiction, definitely. No, yeah, I mean, the whole, like, starting out with, like, no money, like, I mean, obviously, that whoever thought of that's never been that broke before.
Yeah.
When you have to take
spend
gas,
my last quib on a card game so I can get a ship across the ocean.
When you spend your last $10 for gas for the lawnmower, then run out of gas midweek and have to use that lawnmower gas in your vehicle, like, that's broke. And
they
I've
don't
been
understand
there.
Understand, broke.
Yeah.
You know, like stuff like, you know, all the time things, you know, I did this at this point and did this in this point, but that, I mean, you know, that's a grifter telling a story there.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the bag is just bad prop work, you know, bad prop department.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like, I can see where like this stuff's coming from, but man, that's reaching, honestly. On some of that stuff.
It's reaching, but don't you also kind of at this point now want to see some sort of Doctor Who or Quantum Leap episode about Jack and Titanic? Could you not see a...
not in the current iteration of Doctor Who, no.
No. I'm thinking Capaldi could... No, this is Tennant. This is definitely Tennant. No, I don't know. I think Matt Smith would pull this off really well in that Leo kind of role. But like a Scott Bakula,
Scott Bakula.
I can see like
shows up in London with no money. Oh boy, I gotta win a card game now. I don't know how to play poker. Ziggy or Al, Well, Ziggy says that you should draw the end.
So Revelation 666 says, I would also like to add, I've never watched any Doctor Who. It's on my backlog. Revelations, get with it.
Get with it, bro.
Get with the
program. Well, you have to start off at the very first episode in 1953.
Yeah, you got
to
start from the beginning. 63.
Is it 63 or 53?
63.
Whatever.
Same year James Hetfield was.
Oh, how about that?
Not bored. Did I say bored? It was in 1963, the same year that James Hetfield was bored.
He then decided to form Metallica.
He then said, you know what? It would take 20 years to make Metallica, but I am but an infant. My plan will fester for 20 years before we can do it.
Revelation 666 says 1953. That's a hard sell. So,
but it's a good 60. Sell because.
You saved yourself 10 years.
Yeah, 63. You're in the hippie decade, man.
My brother has been telling me to watch it for years. My brother talks about it all the damn time, so it just works out.
I don't know why Jordan would do such a thing.
Yeah, Jordan. Listen.
We got another one?
Yeah. No. So I think this is good. So at this point in time, it sounds like you guys think this is all bullcrap, which is fine. Maybe
it's reaching. It's reaching. Yeah. Like,
I think what hurts this theory is that there's not a complete sellout for the end game of it. Like, it's like, all right, yeah. here's a thing. But why? Why did he do this? Like, give me an actual background story that like takes pieces of what's in the actual movie, and then it's like, okay. Jack is the son of someone that would have, you know, fallen in love with Rose, but he, like, regretted losing the love of his life throughout the entire... Like, he's actually, like, Billy Zane's... and he has to go back in time to, like, fuck over his father because he's just tired of listening to his father's crap about losing Rose because she jumped off the boat. And he's like, I'm just going to sink the damn thing. Like, I'm just
going to sink it.
We'll show you, Dad. I invented time travel, and all you talk about is Rose. I'm gonna bang her first,
Jared,
too.
Your Doctor Who thing would fit if Billy Zane was like the master, and
wouldn't Billy Zane be the master in this situation?
Yeah,
he would have to be.
He would be the guy that gets on the boat and like, you know, at the very end, and this is kind of like he disappears, like nothing ever happens, you know. He just kind of disappears.
Like, I feel like, though, the one thing about the Master and the Doctor is that the Master always knows who the Doctor is, but the Doctor doesn't always know who the Master is. And in this, it kind of... I guess there's a scenario where they could have, like, ran into each other and not known who the other person was. But, like, Billy Zane's character, he's so pompous. He looks down upon the homeless chap. And he's like, yes. Oh, yes. A real man makes his own luck, hey, Dawson? You know, would you like to join us for crumpets after saving my... Not a British accent, but anyways, I can't do a pompous American accent.
Man, this would have just been so much better if this was a prequel to Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight. Billy Zane's character
Well, then,
yes, if Jack had the key and had like switched it off to Rose.
That's what they go back and get. They pull up the key from the depths of Titanic. Like, wait a minute, Rose, is this what you were describing? And she like slits their throat. And then
Rose, is some of that blood in there from Jesus? Some of it.
Thank you for getting
me. Wait till World War I starts. I got to find William Sadler.
Thank you for getting me the key, Rose. And then, like, now there's a demon fight to end the Titanic. Man, Titanic 2 is going to be a hell of a sequel.
I feel like we could bring Titanic. It's underused in the science fiction genre, is it not? I mean, everything we just discussed could be made into a movie.
I would like to see like a Demon Knight prequel, like that is this Titanic, you know, where Jack is.
They got to survive with seven.
Jack's the knight or whatever, and then or whoever, and then you know Billy Zane of course is the collector and trying to get the key from Jack, and then when Jack's dying breath, he gives it to Rose, and then she has it when she's rescued, and then goes on and fights him, and yeah, I would definitely like to see that.
That's what you don't see before Jack freezes to death while they're in the ocean.
Yeah.
She says, I'll never let go, and he goes, puts that key in her hand, and she's like, it has the little seizure thing that
and
they do.
Lets it go. Yeah.
And lets go out of fear.
Yeah. Okay.
See, and that's why she ran off and did all those things. She was trying to avoid the collector.
Yeah.
And she even said, rumor has it, he put his put a pistol in his mouth when the stock market crashed. No, he didn't. He wound up his way over to France in World War One.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. It's all there.
It's all there. It's so easy.
We just wrote a new movie.
Man, Titanic 2, boys.
Somebody get a hashtag.
All right. So yeah, so we'll do this. We'll do this. We'll keep doing it. There's, you know, there's still some pretty ridiculous ones out there. And I'll do a better job of trying to sell you. But this one, yeah, what really hurt it for me was that it just petered out at the end. Like, yes, okay, you've got my interest. You've pointed out things that, yes, of course, are probably just someone that should be fired for not spot-checking this film enough. But you have to also believe that things get left in films intentionally. So, hey, why not? But, yeah, if you can't, like, where this starts to, you know, struggle is like, okay, so what's the ultimate point of saving Rose? Like, maybe if Rose had done something impactful, like, then it becomes easier to say, all right, the time travel theory works better. But Rose just lived her life. That we know of. Probably fighting vampires. Rose is actually the great-great-grandmother of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Jack was her watcher! Jack was her watcher! He had to come and make sure that she was survived. And Billy Zane was a vampire, of course, of course, of course.
Of course.
Did you ever see him in the daylight?
No!
No. No, wait. Yes, 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 yes. He went to church on Sunday morning.
Churches on boats don't count.
Because it's not holy ground.
I've never
passed the international date line. You can't.
That's not holy water they're traveling on. But technically, vampires, I think there's an issue with them traveling on water. I think that's also kind of a no-no.
Not according to Dracula, the remake on Netflix, which was horrible.
No, okay. Well,
you had to have dirt or something.
Yeah, they circled themselves with salt or blood or something, and one guy got all, he's like, I'm going to go fight him, and Dracula kills him, and it was...
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
one of these days... Before we end the Nerd Files, Kak, how familiar are you with Battlestar Galactica?
Not super familiar.
Okay. Well, I know you're familiar with Fringe.
Yeah.
And Jared, you probably know where I'm going with this. At one point, I don't know how many years ago, I was trying to explain to someone how something had happened in Battlestar Galactica, but I used the Doctor from Fringe and wrote it all out, like, in his, like, voice and everything to explain what happened to this character in Battlestar Galactica. If I can find it, I will read it.
I like that actor. He's got such a unique voice, too. I'm hearing it play through my mind.
And he's British, by the way.
Yeah, which is always weird to find out when people are British but have, like, a peculiar American accent where it's like, oh, yeah. God, like, that throws me off when I hear you talk natural now. All right, so this was the Nerd Files. If you are currently watching this after we clip it up or have put it in a podcast format, please like, follow, share, subscribe, whatever it is that you can do on that platform, and we would greatly appreciate it because every little thing that you do does help us out in any, I mean, just to help us out. It's all you need to know. It's all you need to know is to help us out. We appreciate it. It makes us feel good. All right. This has been Rage, you nerds. We are the nerds, and we are getting out of here.